Is there any man from Shanghai who can explain this? Why is it so strange? Some men are reliable and ambitious, caring for their families. They exercise regularly, have a good physique, can handle housework, and cook really well. And they earn at least 10,000 yuan on average. My circle of friends is pretty clean. We don't hang out at nightclubs or mess around. Yet these men just won't come out and look for a girlfriend. In Shanghai, there are plenty of unmarried women coming to my matchmaking events, but hardly any unmarried men. Nowadays, it seems that for every one Shanghai man, there are several, or even over a dozen, women competing. And the women are really desperate. It's not that they don't want a partner. If there are no men, how can they find one? So now, whenever one man shows up, everyone rushes for him. This has been going on for a long time. A few months ago, Shanghai held a rather special matchmaking event with an interesting rule. Every woman had to pay 600 yuan, while men could attend for free. The women expected a flood of male participants, but to everyone's surprise, nearly 1,000 women showed up, while fewer than 50 men participated. Whether it's first-tier cities like Beijing and Guangzhou, or new first-tier cities like Hangzhou and Chengdu, and even many provincial capitals, the ratio of marriageable men to women is severely unbalanced. The reality isn't as simple as some might imagine. Today, I looked at some data. Shanghai has about 15 million locals, not including non-locals who have settled here. 6.8 million of them are men. Among men aged 28 to 35, there are roughly 950,000, of which 500,000 are unmarried. And since we have certain criteria when choosing a partner, if you consider only those taller than 1.78 meters, there are just 80,000. For men with a bachelor's degree or higher, only 40,000. What's even scarier is that if you require a man to earn over 400,000 a year, there's only about a 1% chance. That's roughly 400 men. Some netizens commented that these requirements, earning 400,000 yuan a year and being a native Shanghainese, might yield more than 400 eligible men, but at most only a few thousand. However, while unmarried local men in Shanghai are extremely scarce, the city is overflowing with beautiful, mature single women.
There are so many mature, beautiful women in Shanghai. Every year, I travel to about 10 cities, and in each city, I use social apps to connect with locals. In Shanghai, the proportion of mature, single women is the highest.
He added, these women are all in their 30s, with stylish, refined looks and an annual income of over 200,000 yuan.
I deeply feel that in their hearts, they just can't accept it. Once you're used to living in Shanghai, you end up thinking everywhere else is like the countryside.
House prices easily reach 100 to 200,000 yuan per square meter, and even an old apartment rents for several thousand a month. It's common to come across elite men, earning over a million a year. Even a simple bowl of noodles at the mall can cost from a few dozen to over 100, and a taxi ride isn't cheap either. Letting one of these women go back to her hometown would feel like a princess falling into a chicken coop. He added, most of them are doomed never to go back, and they won't get married either. A matchmaking agent said, why are there more and more older single women in first-tier cities? It's simple. When you work in a luxury store for a long time, you start to feel like you're a luxury item yourself, or that the luxury goods in the store should be yours. In other words, when you see so much, your standards naturally rise, and you believe it's only natural for you to have those things. Many girls who have lived in these cities for over 5 years feel like they belong there. No matter if their bank account balance is zero or even negative, that mindset remains unchanged. She explained further, men are different. When they look at their salaries and the high cost of housing, they just shake their heads and go back to their hometowns. If you check the most remote areas, you'll see there are plenty of single men. Out of the nation's 30 million singles, most of these are in less developed regions. Women, on the other hand, don't face the pressure of buying houses, cars, or paying dowries. Their biggest expense are cosmetics and handbags, which, compared to first-tier city property prices, are just pocket money. That's why they stubbornly hold their ground. And what weapon do they rely on? Their gradually fading looks. Many older single women spend all their money on beauty treatments and cosmetic surgeries, hoping that one day they'll find a rich husband. When asked to lower their standards, they refuse, because in their eyes, lowering themselves is like doing charity. That's why many matchmakers in parks who set up dates for their daughters have a minimum requirement for a man. He must own a house and earn at least $1 million a year. But their own daughters? They only earn around $5,000 a month. So it's no wonder that in the matchmaking market of first-tier cities, there are so few men, because most men know their worth. Now let's hear what one man said on the street about his attitude toward older single women.
I absolutely refuse leftover women over 30. This one's already 32. Why on earth would I marry her?
A reporter asks, but aren't you 35? She's 3 years younger than you, and I've seen that her job is very stable. The man replied, I haven't been unfamiliar with leftover women in my life. Let me tell you, leftover women over 30 all share 6 common flaws. The reporter asked him to elaborate. The young man explained,
First, having seen the world when they were young, they develop sky-high standards and feel that no one is good enough for them. Second, even though their looks have already started to decline, they still live in the glory of their youth, casually dismissing any man as ugly or unattractive. Third, their fertility is on the downturn, so having children in the future may be difficult. Fourth, their personalities are generally hard to get along with. If they were more amiable, someone would have already swept them off their feet. Fifth, it's not about love at all. It's all a transaction. They immediately start negotiating conditions with you, asking about your car, house, salary, and even whether your parents have a pension. It's all calculated. 6. If they once had a decent boyfriend, they use the standards they set for their ex when choosing the next one, insisting that the new guy must be even better. Have they ever thought that if their ex was so good to them, why didn't they marry him?
The reporter then commented that the young man's views were too absolute, saying, So you think that all unmarried women over 30 have problems, but you're 35 and still single. Doesn't that suggest you might have problems too? The young man answered, If I have problems, I dare to admit them, but would she dare to admit hers? Some netizens remarked that men nowadays are becoming increasingly sensible. Many matchmaking events have turned into wish-granting sessions for leftover women. Wealthy men scoff at these events altogether, and for those without money, why subject themselves to such humiliation? For some of the women at these matchmaking events, they claim to be enlightened and independent, yet when it comes to the bride price, not a single penny can be negotiated. A fully paid house and car, along with an exorbitant bride price, have become standard requirements for men in these matchmaking situations. In truth, one might agree to provide a house and car, but would a woman dare reveal her marriage medical checkup results and hotel check-in records? Men are going all out to offer a fully paid house and car simply because they want to marry a pure woman. And isn't that demand reasonable? So, what is the current situation of leftover women in the Shanghai matchmaking market? A marriage broker shared with us her experience. Let me tell you, I was so furious I nearly died of rage. A 35-year-old lady went on a blind date with a local Shanghai man, and after just 2 sentences, the guy walked out. I ended up wasting 2 whole days of work. This woman is 35. We spent 2 entire days preparing her profile, styling her image, and matching both sides' conditions. And then I arranged for them to meet at our agency. I was even there, but I just couldn't stop it from happening. The moment the woman met the man, she said, Hi, just so you know, I have a bad temper. I'm very straightforward, and I'm not very good at housework. I expect the man to take care of that. The man didn't even give a proper self-introduction. He made up some excuse about having something to take care of and left. I was sitting there completely dumbfounded. Meanwhile, the woman started cursing, saying, How could there be such petty men in the world? I was truly at a loss for words. The rest of this matchmaking scene turned into a textbook example. Today, a couple came into our agency for a blind date. After they sat down, the man immediately asked the woman, How much do you earn per month? She said, A bit over 8,000 yuan. Then the man said, Your family must be quite well off, right? The woman replied, Just average. My parents are ordinary. The man then asked, Have you bought a house? She answered, No. After hearing that, the man said, Then let's not talk any further. I've got something to do. The young woman was a bit baffled and said, You start by asking about my income. Are you really here for a blind date? The man responded, It's not like that. I just think we're not a good match, so let's not waste our time. Then the woman asked, What exactly is wrong with us? The man replied, If you really want to know, I'll tell you. As soon as I walked in, I noticed your bag cost tens of thousands of yuan, yet your salary is only about 8,000. Moreover, you're renting a shared apartment, perhaps, where the rent is about 1,000, food costs about 1,500, and utilities plus other expenses add up to roughly 1,000. And on top of that, you still have to buy clothes. Honestly, your clothes aren't cheap either. So can you really manage to save 1,000 yuan a month? I'd say even 1,000 yuan is too much for you to save. Given all that, the only possible explanations for you having a bag worth tens of thousands of yuan are these. Either someone gifted it to you, in which case, why would they give you such an expensive bag? Or you bought it on credit. Am I supposed to help you pay it off? Or third, the bag is fake. If you can't afford the real thing, then there's no need for you to buy one. But insisting on buying a fake just doesn't sit right with me. The young woman, clearly indignant, said, "Can't I just save up for a year or two and buy a bag I really like?" The man replied, "If you're scrimping every month just to buy that bag, then we're even less compatible." And then the young woman almost burst into tears from anger. A netizen remarked that the prevalence of leftover women today isn't solely due to their own shortcomings. It's also directly related to the negative influences of our social environment and media discourse. She said, "What are they promoting? That there are over 30 million more men than women? That bachelors are everywhere? So why has the situation reversed now? At first, I didn't understand, until I saw this comment online." The comment read, "Woman, age 34, residence, first-tier city, occupation, white-collar worker, still single." This woman claimed that her requirements weren't high at all. She expects her partner to have a Shanghai residency, own a house, hold a postgraduate degree, and earn an annual salary of 1 million yuan. And he also has to be handsome and be able to cook. Some netizens replied, "Aren't those requirements way too high?" To which she responded, "How can that be high? Didn't that person in so-and-so's book and that person on TV eventually turn their lives around and succeed?" This makes me think, what we call leftover women is merely a facade. The real truth behind it is that these women are spoiled. She continued, "Some might say, isn't it that they just haven't found the right partner? How does that amount to being spoiled?" This netizen explained that the root cause of the issue might be understood from an industry insider's perspective. When companies hire the media for advertising, those targeting a predominantly female audience are willing to spend more money, and the rates are significantly higher than for audiences that are mostly male. Why? Because studies show that women's average spending is more than twice that of men, and women are willing to spend big. So, to get women to willingly open their wallets, capital and the media start to court them, ultimately smothering them with praise. She elaborated on how this overpraising works. No matter how old a woman is, she's always addressed as Miss, Goddess, or Fairy. Nowadays, even merchants have renamed Women's Day as Goddess Day. They constantly stress that women must always maintain their looks, with beauty being the top priority. And even if a woman isn't naturally beautiful, businesses will say, "There are no ugly women, only lazy ones," or, "You must take care of yourself, dare to spend money on your appearance." As a result, women are driven to continuously purchase cosmetics and handbags, invest in 1,000 yuan yoga outfits for the gym, spend tens of thousands on Apple devices for taking and editing photos, and even go as far as to undergo plastic surgery. Most women's salaries are only about 7,000 to 8,000 yuan, or even less. After deducting rent, utilities, and daily expenses, there isn't much left. So what can they do? The capitalist mindset goes on to say that to judge whether a man loves you or not, you should see if he's willing to spend money on you. Men are supposed to earn money to support the family, while women are expected to be as beautiful as flowers. But the unbelievable thing is, some women really buy into it. Take that netizen, for example. She even uses what she sees on TV as her standard for choosing a partner. Netizens commented that, under toxic indoctrination, these women, even if they earn only a few thousand a month, still dismiss men who earn over 10,000. And if they do like a man, they demand that he take care of every little aspect of daily life. So they'd rather stay single than get married, just waiting for that rich guy to show up. As they age and youth fades away, do you think the market will cut you some slack? Not at all. In TV dramas from 10 years ago, the storyline was usually about a domineering CEO falling for a Cinderella. But now there's a big push for relationships where older women date younger men. No matter how old you are, you're told there are countless handsome, wealthy young men lining up for you, urging you to become a refined big sister. And how do you stay refined? By constantly maintaining your looks and buying more stuff. One netizen tried to warn everyone. Love is the beautiful fantasy of romanticism, but married life is the reality of everyday necessities. Don't fall into the trap set by capital, and don't lose yourself in the smothering praise. Finally, let's take a look at a high-quality unmarried man from Shanghai and why he still hasn't found his other half.
看见那男生没?
看见了。嗯，相亲相了30多次，全部是吧。
Do you see that man? He's been on over 30 blind dates, and every single one has ended in failure. Some netizens found it strange, saying, he's quite handsome. What kind of economic condition must he have for him to be unable to find a partner? A representative from the marriage agency explained, that's not the case at all. He's a local Shanghainese, born in 1992, employed in a state-owned enterprise, and earns over 300,000 yuan a year. He's about 1.75 meters tall, pretty average, and even has some savings. She went on to say, many girls actually liked him, but the man had his own ideas. He has 10 types of qualities he won't accept. He said, if you can meet my requirements, then I can seriously start a relationship with you with the aim of marriage. But if you don't, I'm sorry. Dating is fine, but marriage is out of the question. Netizens then asked, what are his requirements? 1. He doesn't want a girl who smokes, drinks, gambles, has tattoos, or wears heavy makeup. 2. He doesn't want someone who dresses in a bizarre manner. For example, a girl who, in broad daylight, wanders around in cosplay. 3. He doesn't want someone who values pet rights over human rights. 4. He doesn't want someone who excessively posts beautified photos or selfies with heavy filters on social media. 5. He doesn't want someone who lives paycheck to paycheck. 6. He doesn't want someone who is overly competitive or overly concerned with comparisons. 7. He doesn't want a girl who goes clubbing, especially those wearing see-through outfits and still shaking it at bars 3 or 4 in the morning. 8. He doesn't want someone who lacks a sense of boundaries, for instance, being overly familiar with men who are already in relationships or having male best friends. 9. He doesn't want someone who is not filial to her parents. 10. He doesn't want someone who expects the man to do everything while contributing nothing herself. Netizens responded, these 10 requirements are very normal. I thought they'd be something else. The matchmaker added, believe it or not, when he presented these 10 requirements at the matchmaking corner, he ended up being surrounded by girls hurling insults at him. They called him an average guy with overblown confidence and told him to look in the mirror. I was really puzzled because it seemed like plenty of girls there actually met those 10 requirements. So, what do you think? Are his requirements really considered high?